Residents in the small hamlet of Banks have asked Gray County Council to consider lowering the speed limit in their community to 40 kilometers per hour. At County Council's meeting on July 13, Mariana Pristeco led a delegation of Banks residents to speak to Council about speeding issues their community has been experiencing. Gray County Road 119, which turns into Scenic Caves Road, runs through Banks. The portion of the road running through the hamlet is currently a 70 km per hour zone, while the speed limit on other parts of the road are set at 60 km per hour and 30, or 50 km per hour. In her presentation, Pristeco included videos of cars speeding through Banks, and she also explained that during the school year, 6 buses a day move through the hamlet transporting children to various local schools. The road is also a very popular cycling route in the summer months, is often used by local farmers to move heavy machinery, and it has a Bruce Trail crossing. "As residents of Banks, we see an accident waiting to happen," said Pristeco. "It's absolutely dangerous for all residents." Pristeco said at one point, a speeding driver tried to hide from the OPP in her driveway. "We have contacted the OPP so many times," she said. The delegation requested that the speed limit on 119 be reduced to 40 km per hour between the 3rd and 5th lines by September in order to be in place by the start of the school year. After the delegation, the Blue Mountains Mayor Andrea Matrasovs immediately moved a motion to have county staff bring back a report with more data about the road and its speed limits. "This speed is of concern," said Matrasovs, who also said the different speed limits on the road can be an issue. "It is confusing. It's worthy of a staff report." Gray Highlands Mayor Paul McQueen seconded the motion and said he has noted a rise in exotic cars using the open roads found in the local area. "It does seem to be happening more often," he said. Council voted in favor of the motion, and a staff report will come back in the near future. "Your information has been heard very clearly," said Warden Brian Milne.